This week's Igglefest could see fewer harm reduction workers after employees of the Grip voted to adopt a 5-day strike mandate last week. Social worker and union rep Marie Fournier says the action comes roughly a year after the Grip's workforce unionized. While the harm reduction organization employs a permanent staff of 15 people, they also have around 70 to 80 occasional employees who take most of the harm reduction shifts at festivals. Fournier says it's these workers who have the biggest gripes with management.
These are workers that have no guaranteed hours whatsoever.
Fournier says an occasional worker might be given 10 shifts one month, none the next. Despite that, she says workers are still asked to provide 20 hours worth of availability each week.
And that has led to also a lot of turnover. So every year the Grip hires new people, and every year we have a lot of people leaving.
The union also wants the salary for occasional workers to increase and to be on a pay scale that reflects workers' expertise, a change from the current flat rate of $20 per hour.
And yeah, we love our job. We love the Grip and the mission we have, but it's just we want to have a real say in what our working conditions are and our expertise to be valued.
Fournier says that workers could vote to strike as early as Thursday if management doesn't up their offer. So far, she told CKUT, there's been no real response to the strike mandate.
We don't want it to come to this. We want the people in festival to be safe and to have our services, but if we have to do this to be taken seriously, for our work to be valued, then we'll have to do it. And with Igloofest being right now, you might see us at the entrance striking, and we'd love for people to come talk to us and stand in solidarity with us as well.
Grip management didn't respond when asked to speak for this story by CKUT. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bouchel with the Local Journalism Initiative.